Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Welcome everybody to Tapes and Scouts.
Well, hello.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here back with me and Max.
Me too.
Yeah, you're just in the middle between me and Max.
Ew.
Yeah, we're both sweaty. You're in the middle of me and Max.
Ew.
All right, maybe we're not that sweaty, but you're in the middle of me and Max.
Woohoo!
There you go. How are you, audience? Are you all aroused? What's this podcast about?
I mean, if you listen to some of the episode intros, you won't have a clue.
Yeah, the intros are very silly.
They're always a treat.
You're always a treat, buddy.
I mean, the only thing more of a treat is being stuck between you and me.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, shit. All right.
And they didn't think we were sweaty.
Yeah, it's damp in here.
Yep. Everything's sliding around.
Sliding around, slip and slide.
Boy, oh boy.
We didn't mention it earlier, but you are between us on a slip and slide. We're going down the slip and slide.
That's pretty cool.
We gotta look out for rocks, though.
I mean, that's our problem.
True. Very true.
Yeah.
Max, I've watched some movies. Would you like to talk about a movie first? You want to hear what I gotta say?
I would like to hear what you have to say.
All right, well then we're gonna start it off on a recommended movie.
Whoa.
This movie is the most recommended movie in the history of Tapes and Scouts.
Holy shit.
In that two people, independent of each other, told me to watch it.
That is two more than I expected.
That's right. What makes that even more shocking is that this movie is clearly not a great movie.
Oh boy.
The first person to recommend this movie to me, they said, Tim, please do this movie. I don't know. I've read the description. You have to. And that was Dan. Hi, Dan. And then our good friend Joe, who sometimes shows up on the podcast on Capes and Scows. And he actually has some comic reviews coming out soon.
Nice.
He said, I just watched this thing. You have to watch it. And I go, of course I'll watch that. It sounds spectacular. And of course I'm talking about 2019's The Velocipastor.
Oh, boy.
Yes, it's time to do this thing.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God, The Velocipastor. You hear a name like that and you say, well, is it serious or is it silly? Because if it's silly, it's going to be fantastic. But if it's serious, fuck this noise, right?
Right.
So I watched this on I don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
The IMDb minutes is 1 hour 15 minutes. Your genre, action-adventure comedy.
Okay.
This was directed by Brendan Steer, starring Alyssa Kempinski, Greg Cohen, and Claire Sue. It's H-S-U. I think it's Sue.
Is anybody in that a raptor? Are they all people?
Greg Cohen is a people and a pastor who turn into a velocipastor. Your summary. After losing his parents, a priest travels to China, where he inherits a mysterious ability that allows him to turn into a dinosaur.
Sure.
At first horrified by his new power, a hooker convinces him to use it to fight crime and ninjas.
Whoa.
Maybe the greatest IMDb summary. You know why? That is incredibly accurate.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, you know why? Because I wrote it.
Because I wrote it. Suck it, people. This movie, in the first opening sequences, will convince you that they are not taking this too seriously and they're just having fun.
Good.
Maybe the best flashback scene ever is they show you his parents dying. His parents, this is the opening scene, okay?
Okay.
He is a priest already. He has just finished doing a sermon. His parents are across the street near their car. He goes, I'll be out in a second. I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. And they're like, yeah, take your time. And then you hear an explosion.
Oh, jeez.
And you turn back, and it says something like, add effect here or something, and the car is just completely normal. There's nobody standing next to it. And then you hear them, and it goes back to him horrified, and you hear their screams in pain and agony. And it's just, and I'm like, that little thing that I didn't expect had me in tears laughing.
That is pretty great.
It was so good. The effects are not amazing. This is a low-budget movie.
Sure.
But they do pretty good with what they have. There's not a ton of scenes where he's full dinosaur until you get to the later half of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Once he is, it's so silly. I was like, I don't know if I like this or not, but whatever. We'll go with it. This is just so damn weird. And Dan, this is all your fault. You made me watch this. Dan and Joe. I think this movie is a hoot, but you gotta be in the mood to watch something very dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know what else I can say to praise this thing.
I think you've been fair and honest.
The underlining plot of the villain of the movie is spectacular. I absolutely loved it. I do not want to give it away.
Awesome.
But there is a the writing is so good, but everything else is, you know, within their limitations. So
sure.
I feel like if this got remade in a couple years by the same people, it'd be spectacular. All right, so IMDb, they gave it a 5.2.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics gave it a 54%. That's 13 critics. The audience gave it 68% out of 99 people. So not a ton of people have weighed in on this.
No.
I'm going to give it the old 5.0 out of 10.
Okay.
This is a super fun, super low budget movie. It's not going to be for everybody, but it's not going to insult you. You're just going to have a good time. And you'll say, well, I guess I did that.
Nice.
So that's that.
No, I like that. So you know I'm a big fan of clever transitions when I go from...
Oh, yeah. No, you're so good at them.
I am. And I got absolutely fucking nothing for this one.
Oh.
So I'm just going to tell you, I watched 1992's Aladdin.
Oh,
I watched,
nice.
Yeah, I watched this in December of 2019. It is 1 hour and 31 minutes. It is an animation / musical. It was directed by Ron Clements and John Musker. It stars Robin Williams, Scott Winger? I don't know. The guy from Full House. He was DJ's boyfriend. And
as long as it's not the guy from Winger.
It's not.
Okay, good.
And it also has Tim, one of your favorites, good old Gilbert Gottfried in it.
Oh, he's so good.
He is. He is great as Iago in this, too. The summary of Aladdin. When
he doesn't like crackers.
That's right. When street rat Aladdin frees a genie from a lamp, he finds that the evil Jafar has other plans for the lamp and Princess Jasmine. Can Aladdin save Jasmine, the genie, and become the new sultan? The answer is yes. Yes,
oh.
He can.
So, you can do that.
Bullet points on the movie. These are my thoughts on this movie. So, this is my favorite Disney animated movie.
Ooh, okay.
So, get at me, everybody, with your favorite Disney animated movies, but this one is my personal favorite.
That's a good pick, though, for sure.
The voice cast is fantastic. Even the characters that don't really do much, like Abu is wonderful. The carpet is fantastic. They're so interesting and have a lot of personality, even though they can't really do much in terms of...
Abu has a fantastic carpet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that the music is, for this one, one of the best, full stop. There's so many good songs in this film. Every song is so good. The color, the imagery, the animation is all really good. The script is very concise and very tight. It doesn't waste a lot of time. There's no slow parts to the script. It's just all business pretty much the whole way through the movie, which I really like. Just, like I said, my favorite Disney animated film.
I love Disney, man. What's interesting is later on Tapes and Scales, within however many episodes, I've also watched my favorite Disney animated movie.
Whoa.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what it is, so I'm excited to hear about it when we get there.
We'll get there sooner rather than later.
Fantastic. So IMDb gave this the rare 8 out of 10.
Ooh.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 74 critics gave this a 95%.
Nice.
939,000, is that how numbers work, 740 audience members scored this at a 92%.
Yeah, that seems right, man.
And I give this a 9.5 out of 10.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's absolutely right.
Yep.
That's a great movie. I mean, the fact that I haven't watched that in a very long time, and I remember that the parrot doesn't like crackers. Like, it means the movie's interesting.
Yes.
You know, it means the movie's good.
Yep, I agree.
Very cool. Very, very cool. You know, we have to do a ranking of Disney animated, our favorite Disney animated.
Because
I know I've talked to both Dan and J-Rod about this through social media. We tend to agree on certain things. I think me and J-Rod are pretty on point with our opinions, but... We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll do that. We won't do it, but maybe we'll do it.
Maybe. I mean,
we could do it.
You know what?
You don't know me.
Well, you know what? Well, the audience could tell us to do stuff, and we'd probably do it.
We probably would, eventually.
Yeah.
Like 6 years after the fact.
Get at us, audience, if you want to see it.
Yeah, Paraguay. So I watched a movie from 1972.
Whoa.
I love movies from 1972. Not really. I just thought that was a fun thing to say. I watched The Mechanic.
Oh, I'm very familiar with this movie.
Ah, yes.
Ronson.
I don't know when I watched it again because I forgot to write that down.
Mm-hmm.
IMDb minutes, 1 hour, 40 minutes. Your genre, action crime thriller, directed by Michael Winner. Mm. How could you not direct with a name like that? Starring Charles Bronson.
Yep.
Keenan Wynn. And Jan Michael Vincent.
Mm, good one.
Yeah, pre-Airwolf.
Yeah.
Airwolf's so good, by the way. Kids, if you haven't seen Airwolf, at least just look at the trailer, the opening for Airwolf. It's fantastic.
The intro music is an all-timer.
It is top five, for sure.
It's so good.
You can argue it anywhere in your top five, but it must be in your top five.
It's very good. Paul would agree with you 100%, Tim.
Well, Paul's right.
Yeah. I tend to agree with both of you.
Anyways, I love Charles Bronson. Charles Bronson is a favorite actor of mine, and I've been trying to go back and watch some classics I haven't seen in a minute, and I just love the way Charles Bronson acts. He's so tough in an unassuming way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's supposed to be like an aging hitman in this. Oh, wow, that's actually the start of the summary. IMDb summary. An aging hitman befriends a young man who wants to be a professional killer. Eventually, it becomes clear that someone has betrayed them. Okay.
Yeah.
It is kind of weird how the pairing of Jan Michael Vincent and Charles Bronson's characters happens.
Yeah.
But other than that, this movie is crazy good.
Mm-hmm.
Your opening sequence is probably 20 minutes long, and it's Charles Bronson preparing to assassinate somebody, and you're not sure. You're like, well, why doesn't he just shoot him? He basically is hired to make everything look like an accident.
Yeah.
And the lengths he goes through at the beginning of this movie to take out this character, this unimportant character, you don't know it at the time. It's like they're just trying to show you how good this guy is without even using a gun. So good. I loved everything about it. I loved the creativity on a lot of the violence. Of course, there's violence. Jan Michael Vincent, aside from this and Airwolf, never really had a huge acting career, you know?
Right.
And I would say if you know, you're like, I don't know this guy. He's very good in this. It's interesting that he never really went anywhere, because I think he's pretty good in this. He's like the heartthrob. He's got that 70s, you know, winged hair kind of haircut thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
There are moments of this movie that are a little cringy. First of all, my bullet points. Somehow, Max, this movie was rated PG.
That's right.
That blows my damn mind.
Well, so can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, we can. I have pretty strong opinions about the PG thing, and I agree with you that there you go back and you look at some movies and you're just like, oh my god. But do keep in mind, PG-13 didn't come out till the 80s. We talked about this before in past episodes. Mm-hmm. But PG stands for parental guidance. Monitor what the fuck your children are going to watch, parents out there.
Right.
Like, the point is they're warning you. There's G for general audience, R for restricted, meaning kids should not watch this. This is bad. And then there is parental guidance, which is, this is probably not right for all children. We will leave it up to you to parent your goddamn children. That's why PG-13 makes no sense to me. Parental guidance, right. 13? What? What does that mean? You shouldn't parent, like, parental guidance unless they're 13? Parental guidance at 13 or over, and then otherwise it's like a rated R thing? Like, I don't understand PG-13 much at all. I mean, I know why they needed to make it, but it doesn't make sense to me that there's a world where parental guidance isn't enough of a recommendation to get people to actually guide their children in a parental way.
I always just kind of looked at it as it was like a placeholder, like, hey, there might be like an extra curse word or a nipple or something.
Right, exactly.
That's how I've always looked at it.
A little too much gore, a little, maybe, like you said, maybe some like brief nudity and maybe some foul language or adult situations.
Right. Like, oh, God forbid your kid saw a nipple. Jesus Christ.
I saw Titanic in the theaters.
Yeah, I saw that nipple. I saw that in the theaters, too.
Yeah.
How about that? Anywho's.
Yeah, sorry to jack your review there.
No, that's fine, because it ties in with what I was saying. I couldn't believe it was PG, in spite of your very, very good job on your soapbox there. But I agree, this movie, though, should have been R. There's even though it's not over the top like a lot of movies can be, there is drug use.
Yep.
There's just explosions, violence, crazy, crazy scenes that just are shocking. Agreed. To a youngin. So I was very surprised by that. What I will say about this movie, now not everybody's into older movies, as the youngins will say, but this movie's fantastic, and this is one of those movies that does something I love. The very last moments of the movie are key. Literally the last 10 seconds of the movie, something amazing will happen, and then they'll just have, like, the title will pop up, and it's like, we're fucking done.
Yep.
We did it.
Yep.
I love that in cinema. Agreed. I love it where it's like, we made every second count, we told the story we wanted, boom, we're done.
Yep.
That's dropping the mic back in the day. That's what that was the equivalent of.
Absolutely.
And this movie's got one of those, so I love it. So, IMDb. You want to guess it, Max?
I will go with a... Since you asked me that way, I'm going to say 6.9.
You're correct. It's a 6.9.
Yeah.
I did. I gave it away. That's fine.
You did.
Rotten Tomato, critically, this blew me away. Only six critics have gone back. They gave it a 33%.
Don't agree with that.
I don't either. The audience, 4,700-odd people, 66%.
Okay, now we're getting closer.
Right, and I gave it a 6.5.
I think that's exceedingly clear and fair.
Right. I am very shocked by the... I don't understand. Who's a critic on Rotten Tomatoes going back and hating on a movie that bad? Because this movie is not bad at all.
No.
I think people just hate older movies if they're young. It's a younger reviewer. I'm gonna...
I hate that Charles Bronson. I hate him so much. This is for all 19 Ooh, extra Death Wish. Death Wish. Yeah.
Death Wish. Mm-hmm. Why'd you put Jeff Goldblum in that? I don't know why everybody's Richard Nixon, but... I mean, jowls, baby, jowls.
Yeah, it lets you do a lot of voice work.
That's right. Oh, Max, take us home, buddy.
Sure. Nothing says home like 1980s The Changeling. I watched this in December of 2019. It is 1 hour and 55 minutes, and you guessed it, it's a horror movie.
Reminds me of Home.
Directed by Peter Medak, starring the great George C. Scott, Trish Van Devere, and Melvin Douglas. The summary of this film is a composer staying at a secluded historical mansion finds himself haunted by the presence of a specter. Yeah, so... This movie, have you ever seen this, Tim?
I don't remember it, so I'm going to say no.
So, this movie is a haunted, a very classic haunted house story, but it eschews a lot of the haunted house tropes in that it's a man by himself, it's not a family. It is very, what Medak does so well in this movie is he manages to take this and kind of build this whole terrifying situation for George C. Scott's character around very little, like, interesting things happening. Like, there's stories about a kid who lived in the house and he was confined to a wheelchair and he had this rubber ball and, like, just the, like, the stories of what happened in this mansion. And then later he manages to pay it off in one of the scariest scenes in the movie, which is a rubber ball coming downstairs. That's it. That's all that happens. And he does such a good job of building up the tension through the movie that you are terrified at this rubber ball going down the stairs.
I'm pretty sure I've seen that reference before.
Yes, it is one of the... The movie is a masterclass in how to be subtle with your horror and how to actually... I know we talk about pace a lot on this show, and one of the things that really can take, like, these slow burn kind of tension building movies and screw everything up is when it's just being meandering or it's not being effective. And this movie is so effective. I mean, you're talking about a 1 hour and 55 minute horror movie. That's bold. And the movie does not feel like it's wasting time or kind of spinning its wheels or masturbating or anything that I've complained about movies with bad pace doing in the past. Medak doesn't do any of that here. It's a really tight script. It's really well directed. It does a great job of building tension and making you afraid of these supernatural elements going on in this mansion. It's awesome.
Nice.
IMDb gives this a 7.2 out of 10. Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 22 of them went back, for Humor Than the Mechanic, and rated this at 82%.
Okay.
The audience, 13,711 people, gave this a 79%.
That's pretty and good.
I am pretty much in line with everybody. I gave this an 8 out of 10.
Nice. You're very positive, Max. I like it.
Yeah, if you're into horror, this is definitely one to go back and revisit. Don't go in expecting a lot of crazy shit and crazy cuts. It's very, very methodical in its approach, but it is a masterclass of how you can build something really, really gripping out of essentially nothing but good storytelling.
Yeah, we need more of that nowadays.
Be nice.
All right.
No fast cuts for us either. We're going to stay here and enjoy the moment.
Ooh.
All right, the moment's ended. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.